Check one, check two, check, check, check. Check, check, check. All right. Rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. Check. Hello. Hi. So I'm really sorry about the delay. Today, I took a while. I originally said noon. And then I said 1, and now it's and then 1:30, and now it's 1:45. But I've been working on this It's Time video all day, and it's really funny. And so, and a lot of people that sent me videos aren't in it, but it isn't because it wasn't. Some of the funniest ones I couldn't use just because it didn't match the theme, but we're going to use them for future It's Time videos. But so I'll just chat for a couple minutes while people join. But I just got back. I did Anthony Cumia's show, Michael Malice's show, and Dave Smith's show in the last 2 days in New York, and that was a good time. Last night, I was just so exhausted that I was tweeting weird shit, I guess, but I could not understand that one guy who created Mork and Mindy, or no, Morty, Rick and Morty, and Community and stuff. He's like apologizing for a rape on Twitter that didn't even sound like a rape. I don't understand what's happening in Los Angeles. It literally feels like they're just going absolutely insane. I just don't get it. All right, when a couple more people join, we're at 66 now, I will play the video because I've been working on it all day. And for the video I tweeted out, oh, Dan is a schizoid douche. Yeah, he's not even funny. It's like every single one of these guys that's like rapey and like really publicly like, on behalf of all men, I'm sorry for fingering you, Dorothy. You were in my payroll and like what I did was wrong. And it's like, I can't imagine that. And I've lived a pretty rock star-ish life. Like if I ever hired an assistant or like had a woman working under me or even with like on my level, I would never have sex with them single at 20. Like, cause I never did. And it's not that I didn't go through my phases of, you know, women, but it's just so weird when you got these creepy power hungry guys that are just fat with beards. And, don't get me wrong. I'm currently fat with a beard, but that's fine. That it just keep trying to finger their staff. And then they apologize on Twitter, like, in between tweets about how Trump is a sexual predator. Like, they're like, I can't believe Donald Trump is in the office. It's like, what he is a threat to women, and I'm going to move to Canada. And then the next tweet, it's like, on behalf of all men, I'm sorry, Dorothy, for fingering you. You were a member of my staff, and you said no, and I said yes, and that was wrong, and I just want to beg your forgiveness. It's like watching them just, it just makes no sense, and some people are like, they said it sounded like an okay conversation, and I'm like, yeah, between people, like in person, because it didn't even sound like rape. It didn't even sound like anything. It's almost like people are now doing live action role play rape. All he said was, he was like, I'm sorry I treated you like that. And she was like, yeah, you asked me for my number, Daniel. And now when I'm writing a script, I don't know if like, it's because I'm a genius or because someone wants to go out with me. And he's like, you have every right to say that. But we can both agree that Vice President Michael Pence is the real piece of shit here, because he won't go out with other women and black out and figure them. I mean, he's the real monster. I'm a fat bearded Adonis. That's awesome, some dude. Yeah, I'm me too. I get it. Sorry is not enough. He needs to unrape her. That's hilarious. Did you hear about the women who complain about being called honey by a male waiter? No, it's just, they're all done. That's why it's like, wait till you see this video I just made. Let me know what you guys think, because I can still, liberals are in general perverted. Destroy the family, kids being to the, belonging to the state, gender is social construct, no wonder it's a pedophile magnet. Yeah, it's really bad. And even the good ones are like, they don't see it, which is almost weirder. Like, I'm buddies with some really good people in Hollywood. Like, Josh Wolf, for example, is a ethical, family-oriented, patriotic, hardworking, brilliant, funny, wonderful human being. And he still doesn't see the shit. It's like, we'll be like arguing about it. He's like, man, why do you hate LA so much? I'm like, dude, you gotta live outside of LA for 1 year and then just write a handwritten apology to me. It's like you don't see it because you're there. And Josh is as good as it gets as a human being. And that's why I'm like, you it's like there's these blinders. And Josh has balls too. Dude's got balls. Like he's not the type that would ignore shit he doesn't see. And it's just interesting. Like I like having friends that are still there that are good people. Because I have friends that I've found out are just really bad people. Like real bad. Where I see all how they turned on me for just having different political opinions or different opinions on family or stuff like that. And the rage you see in them when it's just like, what, dude? All right, so let's check out this new It's Time video. And thank the Unbearables are seriously great. Like people are now, it's so funny, like people just be like, I'm being attacked by bears. No homo, but you gave me a boner today. Oh, thanks, West Side Bear. Hey, Owen, hello, bears. Oh, dude, the bears are the greatest. All right, it's time. It's time. Here we go. It's time. It's not centered. This isn't a centered video, but we'll make it work. And like, let me know if you guys have any ideas to change it, because I haven't put it on YouTube yet. All right, here we go.
It is time to submit to
Wake
equality.
up, America. It's 2018, and we still live in a world like this, littered with beauty, infected with freedom. Our Judeo-Christian founding fathers really set us on a path for destruction, drowning in our own good times. I know these images are tough to look at, but this is the world we currently still kind of live in. Intolerant, chained by reason and objectivity, exhausted by kindness, wealth, and high-fiving. Fortunately, there's been a group of people keeping the flame of tolerance alive. Muslims.
Oh, the music's
Look at
fucked
these
up.
people, living life the way it was meant to be lived, in garbage, covered from head to toe in potato sacks. The West has become a problem for these spreaders of peace. Donald Trump has been intolerant of the tolerance for far too long. Even Nike stood up against hate and put a mask on women in the name of peace. Here are some Muslim female athletes. Here's a Muslim woman trying to overcome being dressed like a ninja as she runs against women dressed for speed. Her inability to cross the finish line is what feminism is all about.
It's time for gender equality in women's sports.
It's time to submit to tolerance.
It's time we give the religion of peace a chance. It's time to be tolerant to intolerance.
It's time to be tolerant to intolerance. You'd think they'd be great in sand, but you'd be surprised how hard it is to compete against women not wearing the potato sacks of freedom. Feminists from all over showed their solidarity with submitting to tolerance by wearing a form of a burqa, a vagina hat, pink burqas of peace and retardation.
It's time to let our husbands beat us again.
Now, Islam is the most peaceful and tolerant religion in the entire world. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the greatest feminist hero of all time.
It's time to submit to tolerance.
J.K. Rowling, that old hag, piped in to make people understand that they should welcome these roaming adult males into their nation. Because these men have one thing on their mind, tolerance and gang rape. And if the woman isn't wearing a hijab, she will legally be asking for the rape under Sharia law of peace and tolerance.
Don't tolerate people like Mike Pence, who only eat with his wife and his children. Tolerate cultures who kill gays.
Submit to tolerance, because you weren't going to use all the zones in that city anyway.
If there's a first time for everything, why can't that first time be right now?
It was extremely hard to even find a picture of the Prophet Muhammad, because the last time someone drew a cartoon, the religion of peace executed the artist in the streets. Jesus seems to be everywhere these days, but Muhammad can't be drawn or they will literally kill you. Well, here he is. Whoops.
It's time to submit to a pedophile on
the flying horse. Hey look, there's a bunch of women dressed as crayons. J.K. Rowling stands up against Islamophobia and for the gays. Look at this witty comeback. Here is this Islamic man legally being thrown off a roof for being gay. Contradictions are freedom. Ninja masks are feminism. It is time.
It's time that we tolerate tossing gays off buildings.
Feminism is about three things: being ugly, being covered, and killing unborn babies. Because that is what women are to retards.
It's time to submit to tolerance. Let my Uncle Fred kickbox women if he wants to. He likes to punch women, and he's a woman inside. Just let him kick women.
Alleged sodomite and for sure horrible human being Justin Trudeau leads the charge for tolerance. Deranged serial liar and murderer Hillary Clinton joined the conversation, obviously lying yet again. Hey look, more homosexuals hanging from ropes, convicted of existing. Much love, Unbearables. It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to give in to tolerance.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
To set the bears free.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of I got to tweak a lot of shit. I just didn't want to keep you guys waiting any longer. I mean, I see a lot of stuff I got to change, like a lot of timing issues and music issues, but it's pretty damn funny. There's some parts that just, like, when Dolef goes, it's time to submit to a pedophile on a horse, on a flying horse. Like, it's so fucking stupid. It's, like, just so fucking dumb how people are. And Justin Trudeau, this homo, that's just, like, waving a rainbow flag, just, like, just being, like, tolerate the clitorectomies. You're the bad people. It's so insane to me. Like, there was some... I'm trying to not make it too heavy. That's why I'll occasionally be like, hey, look, women dressed as crayons. Like some of those parts, it's like when you see women, it's like they should be really good in sand, but it's really hard when they're dressed in potato sacks. What do you think of Steven Crowder? He's one of my top 10 best friends. Yeah, my video was way too heavy. No, your video didn't have any video, Shaniqua. It was only audio. You had to give me video, damn it. If you could just do maybe you don't want to do video for some reason, because there's like Irish laws or I don't know what the fuck. You gotta give me video. I mean, I gotta put in Shaniqua's though, because Shaniqua's such a legend. And Irish accents are hilarious. My video was too silent. Yeah, I'll turn that up. I want to send a video next time. Yeah, you gotta. Just send them all. And there's tons that are so funny that I didn't even get to use. Like West Side Bear. God damn, you're a funny dude. Hang on. I'm just going to show you some West Side Bear highlights. And there's that kid. I don't remember his name right now. That kid had a million funny ones. That's the funniest thing about some of you guys is you'll like send me videos that aren't really like what I'm doing, so I can't really use it for the video, but like they'll be in the next one. Or it's a whole other one. Like that one dude who's talking about how his Uncle Fred, like he had like 8 funny ones. I can't wait to hear the responses of the liberals that don't understand this as a joke. Something like, I'm with bears. Well, here's what I'm starting to notice with the left is the left is no longer engaging, really. Like the left is literally like they're almost shutting down. Like because they're getting so embarrassed every time they engage. Like I used to get trolled by the left so damn hard. And now occasionally someone will, but in general, they keep blocking everybody. Socialism is the flat earth of economic theory. That's genius. Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the super chat. I'll play it again. Do you guys want to see it again? And what's interesting, West Side Bear? I can't remember what I just said. I literally have no idea what I just said. I'm a little under the weather. So, Owen, what do you think of Ruben's take with Shapiro being demonetized? It's a shame, man. It happens a lot. If I didn't have a guy that helps me, that like literally will call YouTube and like push me to not, like he makes him like look through the shit, every single one of mine gets triggered. I don't know. It's just, it's really bad, but it doesn't matter because Ruben, he has a really good Patreon, so he's pretty good. And I would just demonetize all my videos, but I have to, like, if I do that, I can't get super chats, and like super chats, like kind of like, my main gig right now, which is pretty awesome. Oh, Ruben is amazing. I was making fun of Ruben on Michael Malice's show yesterday about how he keeps trying to go with the the left not engaging. Oh yeah, he keeps trying to go with the shtick that he's on the like that he's a liberal. He's like, hey, I'm a liberal. Like, try and convince me. I mean, I'm just a married gay Jew over here, and I'm confused by all this. So anyway, go on and explain to everyone why socialism is completely evil and free markets. It's so funny because it works, though, because there's so many dudes on the left that don't, like, they secretly don't really want to be, I think. It was like, that will still watch Ruben that, like, won't watch me or Crowder or Shapiro or anybody because we're, like, because we're proud of what we believe, you know? And, like, for example, the executive producer of Ellen tweeted to me that he really liked my interview with Ruben. He was like, you made me think about like how I engage with people I don't agree with politics. And like the only reason that dudes like that will watch Ruben is because even though Ruben is blatantly like at least a libertarian, if not like a conservative, he's like, hey, I'm just a guy. I'm a liberal, just like you. I just have some questions. So anyway, go on and talk about how taxation is theft. Go on, tell everybody. it's so damn funny. You can't be hip and conservative. I disagree, man. I think it's I think right now it would be so embarrassing for me if I was telling people I was a liberal. If I was like, yeah, I'm a liberal, like, and all the stuff I know that comes with that, like all the lies and the just the easily disproven things and just all the men that don't stand up for anybody that needs help, actual help. And they pretend to be these heroes. You know? They're like, I, Barack Obama, 77 cents on the dollar, another lie. But we will bring in more. I'm sounding like Bane. We will bring in more Muslims because women are our future and they must be gang raped. How come they're not bringing in Venezuelans? It's weird. Maybe because they may have a different take on the left. Conservative is absolutely the new counterculture, which is really sad in a way because conservative should be the base of all of it. And then from the conservative ideals that now people are debating, which is insane, like the basic fundamental rights of the Constitution. From there, you can be progressive. I realized I've always been conservative. Like even my even when I was considering myself a liberal, I would still be a conservative right now because I was always going from the base of the Constitution and basic American freedoms and common sense and whatnot. And then from there you can like do social change and see what like we need and stuff, but the foundation can't be messed with. And now liberal just means communist, and it just means awful. Like, you can't have liberal without conservative. Conservative is the boat that keeps you afloat in the ocean. And then liberalism is like, what do we want to eat tonight in our boat that isn't sinking? The left forces is hard right. Yeah, but I have a... But there's always a pushback to going too... Because too far right is Genghis Khan. It's not Nazis. Nazis are still socialists. That's why I never got on board Richard Spencer, because he still sounds like a socialist. Extreme right is dystopian meritocracy, where it's like you are only what skill you have, and if you don't like help kill that buffalo right now, you're dead. And that's why Genghis Khan like was so successful, but at the same time, it would be like there's no charity with Genghis. You're dead. And I like the video where you say you hate the left. I agree with the distinction you made between the left and liberals. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the liberals are... The word liberal is... It's just getting so eaten by the left. I think that, like... Okay, like, give me an example. Like, I guarantee, like, you probably see yourself as a liberal, maybe. And you don't like a lot of these mainstream leftist extremist that is ruining the name for everybody. But here's the thing, go down the Democratic talking points and what they stand for, and it's like, I highly doubt you like comedy and me and piano and family and shit like that, and you agree with too many of those things. They sip a lot of soy. Nazis have almost a caste system. Yeah, that's the problem with it. Racial caste system. Or like, I think when people get really obsessed Fuck. I felt so good. Like, sneezing feels so damn good. It's like crazy how good sneezing feels. Oh, man. I'm going to do it again. Man, what did you say? You ever talk with Africans about these political stuff? Quite interesting. Most Africans I meet are just from, like, almost royalty class, because it's, they're like, I'm in America right now. I can't do accents for shit. But it's because the fact that they're around me, like where I am, means that they're the richest person in their country. Have you read The Big Lie by Dinesh D'Souza? I've read this 3 times and cannot find fault with it. No, but I've heard it. I've heard him on enough podcasts, and I've studied enough myself about what he's talking about that he's totally right about it. Like, the Nazis are socialists. They're national socialists. And then the left is always like, and Ben Shapiro brought up a great point about, because I've always been against forcing those that cake shop to make the gay cake. Obviously, it's freedom that you can't do that. But Shapiro made a great point, because one of those, I think it was Sam Harris. Happy New Year, Owen. Thank you for making 400 miles up and down Highway 5 in California bearable last week. Oh, thank you, Gene. That's my mom's name. Very, very generous of you. I appreciate you. So, Ben Shapiro made this awesome point where he's like, you know, when retard Sam Harris, I'm going to start calling him retard Sam Harris. He was like, but sometimes things are so atrocious that the government must step in and do something. And Ben Shapiro's like, yeah, well, Jim Crow. Like, a lot of people will quote Jim Crow, and Jim Crow is a law. The Jim Crow law. People forget to put the law at the end, because the government had to enforce segregation, because the free market would have, there would have been businesses that would have served black people, because that would have profited them. And so the law, the government had to step in and make Jim Crow law. And then he was like, Sam Harris is like, but have you ever done acid? He's like, no, I don't do acid. My father, you know, loves the White Sox. I love the White Sox. My wife is, in fact, a doctor. Retard Sam Harris. Retard Sam Harris. Your Shapiro is on point. Oh, thanks. I wonder what that... Slave to a dumb idea. Oh, I want to see what that... If you can't meme, you can't compete. Oh, that's great, Redicus. Lame Harris. I love acid. I did acid one time in high school, and I absolutely hated it to the point where I will never do another hallucinogen. Woodrow Wilson was the worst president. Racism wasn't so bad after that, asshole. Wasn't so bad after that. I don't like Woodrow Wilson. That guy was a piece of shit. Owen, recreational marijuana in Cali. Retards and losers won. 1-1. Well, here's the thing. I think that weed should be legal. And I just think that it's from the family that you have to get your kids to not smoke weed. I've been having so many intense philosophical conversations with some pretty high level dudes on this shit. And there's been some, like, we're really trying to figure out like what's possible. Like, the government seriously sucks. Like, if you give them power, they what they do with some of these drug laws is like how they can repossess your car and all the money in it and just never give it back. It's like crazy. The government totally sucks. Yeah. And I just think that like a lot of conservative families just have to, yeah, Owen, you psychedelic consciousness already. It's about openness and seeing through the veil of culture is what you're doing now. Maybe that's why I didn't like it. Cause I think I've always kind of had a bit of a third eye with human nature where it's like, it doesn't really have an appeal to me. Cause I think I kind of already naturally am just kind of have another dimension going with some of this shit. LSD and mushrooms are being used to cure soldiers of PTSD. God bless it then, if that works. I mean, Owen, just boil it down to a simple question. Do you think bureaucratic miles away can make decisions for your life better for you? Exactly. That's why I'm not a pure libertarian, though. That's why I believe in conservatism, because, like, without a moral structure, you can't have small government. Like, small government requires a moral backbone to your society, or else that's the whole thing, man. It's like some of these... You know, I love some of these anarcho-capitalist views of the world, but that's assuming everyone has Judeo-Christian values and a high IQ, you know? So I think that, like, our job is to, like, create a culture within our families and that we evangelize in a way that's pro-life, in a sense that it's not about making more laws for the government, but making people... do the right thing in their life. Motherfucking nature bear. Bless you, big bear. Can you do a podcast with the Weinstein bros? I feel like you three could have a real intellectual and objective discussion. Yeah, I talk to those guys a ton. Like, they're real good dudes. This is like, and Eric is a fucking legend. I mean, they both are, but he's the CEO of Teal Capital. Like, he's in charge of like billions of dollars. I didn't even realize that. Education rather than regulation. Exactly. Like, right now, I could go buy a hammer and beat my dick and balls with a hammer. Why don't I do that? Because I know better. Like, I legally could go to the hardware store, buy a hammer, and just start beating my dick and balls with a hammer. That's legal. Like, okay, imagine a society that's so stupid and void of any, like, thought or anything that you had to make hammers illegal because someone would beat their own dick and balls with them. Like, you have to treat people like such children. Like, the government gets control. Authoritarian wins. Socialism wins. Like, all these things win when we as people start becoming so lazy that we don't put in the work to just be good people. And then, like, when we don't raise our kids properly, we require the government to become daycare for us as adults. Because you don't become, like, you don't just become a good guy. You gotta, like, be raised properly. You guys want to hear what kind of music? Oh, let's watch It's Time again. Now there's 600 people now. It's awesome. I love how many people join me for this shit. All right, let's watch It's Time. I know there's I was hammer beating my junk before. It was cool. It's hilarious. Bass Texan, what are we at now for that Ben Shapiro video on my clip channel? Ben Shapiro, because you just put that up and it's like crushing. Owen's. I like how you did like a thumbnail too. That's like really cool. It's at 13,385 views. That's insanely cool, man. So yeah, subscribe to Bass Texan runs a clip channel around. Like, he'll take like little clips out of these live streams. What's the name of the channel? Owen Benjamin Clips. If you hear Wally, he's with my wife. He's not alone. We're not ignoring Wally. Don't worry. All right, how do I get back to where I just was? All right, here we go. Ben Shapiro and the Locker. And Bass Texan. The JP bid is at 40,000. Which one's the JP bid? Whoa. OB clips. JB clip. What's JB? Jordan Pearson, my mom. Oh, that's cool, man. Wow, Jane Bond is doing good. You're good at this shit, dude. I don't know how to do any of this. Like, you make them look interesting, these thumbnails and stuff. And you like, know what people want to see. Like, Beauty and the Bear, the annoying things. Like, couples want to know, like, how to get through annoying things. Jane Bond and Crowder. That was a fun one. That really bonded me and Crowder. Humor and Death and Logan Paul. Jordan Peterson, Chaos in Order. Fight for Freedom, the Antifa song. Oh, dude, you got it all going on, man. Happy New Year, Unbearable. All right, let's watch the new thing. Did you ever see the Bear on the piano video? Not yet. Gained over 1,000 subscribers in one day. Oh, dude, BaseTech since crushing. I've studied YouTube a lot. Easy with the content you provide. Oh, dude, you're the man. Here's money in case you decide to hammer. Buy a hockey cup to protect yourself. Thank you, Papa Bear. Pedophiles are going to be the newest addition to the LGBT community. I think that the LGBT community is going to start really crumbling. I have like an instinct to check on the little man. Hey, Owen, philosophical question. If a person has the ability to genetically change their sex to conform to a person's will, should they? No. Hang on. If a person had the ability to genetically change their sex to conform to a person's will, should they? Wow. Okay. So you actually can change your genetics? I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. And that's why the genius of Black Mirror is it kind of shows what happens with precedence. Like, once you allow that, what's next? I think that the reason that conservatism and Christianity and Judaism are so great is because you have to plant your flag somewhere. Because if you just keep drifting and saying, giving like yourself more and more abilities of redefining yourself, it'll never end. And it's like, that's why I went to the flip phone. I needed more resistance because I was becoming an insignificant God to myself, which is a disaster because none of us are God. And especially a small little God that's really gay. Oh, Kev, what's up, buddy? First time watching your live stream. Watch a ton on Twitter. I'll try to make it over more. Oh, thanks for the live chat, buddy. I'm literally going to have beers very soon about that. All right, so I'm going to play that. All right, I'm going to play the new video again. I'm a gay god. We're never going to die except of AIDS. All right, here we go. Check this out.
It is time to submit to equality.
Wake up, America. It's 2018.
Oh, by the way, I know it's not centered. I don't know how to center it. I'm not a gay god.
And we still live in a world like this, littered with beauty, infected with freedom. Our Judeo-Christian founding fathers really set us on a path for destruction, drowning in our own good times. I know these images are tough to look at, but this is the world we currently still kind of live in. Intolerant, chained by reason and objectivity, exhausted by kindness, wealth, and high-fiving. Fortunately, there's been a group of people keeping the flame of tolerance alive. Muslims. Look at these people. Living life the way...
By the way, I know that the music sucks and there's some editing problems, but just enjoy it.
...meant to be lived in garbage, covered from head to toe in potato sacks. The West has become a problem for these spreaders of peace. Donald Trump has been intolerant of the tolerance for far too long. Even Nike stood up against hate and put a mask on women in the name of peace. Here are some Muslim female athletes. Here's a Muslim woman trying to overcome being dressed like a ninja as she runs against women dressed for speed. Her inability to cross the finish line is what feminism is all about.
It's time for gender equality in women's sports.
It's time to submit to tolerance.
It's time we give the religion of peace a chance. It's time to be tolerant to intolerance.
It's time to be tolerant to intolerance.
You'd think they'd be great in sand, but you'd be surprised how hard it is to compete against women not wearing the potato sacks of freedom. Feminists from all over showed their solidarity with submitting to tolerance by wearing a form of a burqa, a vagina hat, pink burqas of peace and retardation.
It's time to let our husbands beat us again.
Islam is the most peaceful and tolerant religion in the entire world. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the greatest feminist hero of all time.
It's time to submit to tolerance.
J.K. Rowling, that old hag, piped in to make people understand that they should welcome these roaming adult males into their nation because these men have one thing on their mind, tolerance and gang rape. And if the woman isn't wearing a hijab, she will legally be asking for the rape under Sharia law of peace and tolerance.
Don't tolerate people like Mike Pence, who only eat with his wife and his children. Tolerate cultures who kill gays.
Submit to tolerance, because you weren't going to use all the zones in that city anyway.
If there's a first time for everything, why can't that first time be right now?
It was extremely hard to even find a picture of the Prophet Muhammad because the last time someone drew a cartoon, the religion of peace executed the artist in the streets. Jesus seems to be everywhere these days, but Muhammad can't be drawn or they will literally kill you. Well, here he is. Whoops.
It's time.
Hey, look, there's a bunch of women dressed as crayons. J.K. Rowling stands up against Islamophobia and for the gays. Look at this witty comeback. Here is this Islamic man legally being thrown off a roof for being gay. Contradictions are freedom. Ninja masks are feminism. It is time.
It's time that we tolerate tossing gays off buildings.
Feminism is about three things: being ugly, being covered, and killing unborn babies. Because that is what women are to retards.
It's time to submit to tolerance. Let my Uncle Fred kickbox women if he wants to. He likes to punch women, and he's a woman inside. Just let him kick women.
Alleged sodomite and for sure horrible human being Justin Trudeau leads the charge for tolerance. Deranged serial liar and murderer Hillary Clinton joined the conversation, obviously lying yet again. Hey look, more homosexuals hanging from ropes, convicted of existing. Much love, Unbearables. It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to give in to tolerance.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time
to set the bears free.
Dude, West Side Bear at the end there is so goddamn funny. But he's just like, looks so frustrated. There's so many funny ones that aren't even in there. Man. Oh, I gotta go soon anyway. This video is like probably gonna start spiraling. All right, maybe I can add a couple more of these. I wanna show you guys some of the other bear ones. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Hang on. Give me a second. God, that's funny. I mean, because I'm not taking any risks with these, with like putting up any video or audio, and some of West Side Bears had a bunch of audio, but I'll show you guys. Where are the damn videos? All right. Is it my It's Time folder? Oh, here we go. All right, guys. I mean, this, all right, I'll just show you a bunch of them. All right, I'll show you that one. I didn't even get to see all of them, to be honest with you. I'm seeing some right now that I didn't even get to see. And these are just the ones that I downloaded. And I mean, Dolev had some other ones that are fucking hilarious. Shit, I don't even know which, if these are all like, oh, like, I'll show you this kid. This is really impressive. Oh, my little boy. Where is, I'm looking for a specific one. And I don't even remember anymore. Oh, it's in, oh, I think Dolev might have even sent me a folder. Oh, dude, the beard dude has some other funny ones about his uncle, Fred, and his legs. Because dry is so funny. It's like just being really dry and just being like, it's time. And then, because it's already, the joke is reality. It's already a joke. Like, you don't have to add anything. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Hang on. Ah, it's all going slow now. Here we go. Which one's this? Oh, this is the lab. Let's see which one this is.
It's time to start hating the gays again.
All right. That's hilarious. All right. 7, 2, 4. There's just too many. Oh, here we go.
It's time to let our husbands beat us again.
Oh, that's a different one.
It's time to kill the Jews.
She's an Israeli, by the way.
It's time to submit to a pedophile on a flying horse.
I watched this one, though. This one didn't make the video, and it's one of my favorite ones. All right, watch this one. Yeah, my system's all slow as shit now.
It's time to submit to the religion of peace.
Isn't that brilliant? It's so cynical. It's so like, look at what you people are saying, you fucking psychopaths. I gotta show you guys more though. This is going to be, I can see that my video is all fucked now. This computer's having a heart attack. All right, well, fortunately the other ones aren't as messed up as my stupid face. So just, who cares about my face for now? Listen, I get it. My face is gorgeous. Everyone has to see it all the time. Or you feel like you're drowning. I get it. All right, where are some other ones? That's a funny one. What did she say? All right, let's play it. I have all of them. Like, I have so many open right now. Yeah. It's time. Give me a second. I can't even find the damn video. Because they're all open. Because I'm a crazy dickhead. Tolerance. I labeled them all tolerance. Yeah, that's real efficient. Yeah, I'm getting the spinning wheel of insanity on here. But, yeah. I should just quit QuickTime, but I just opened a bunch. I'm quitting QuickTime. I'm quitting it. That's it for me, QuickTime. Starting from scratch. That's all acid looks like. It just makes everything suck. Hey, look, I'm back. Okay, here we go. All right, let me just get some funny ones. Oh, this one's fun. Just listen. Maybe we could just listen to some of the audio. Listen to this one.
It's time to accept the religion of tolerance. Shut up, woman.
It's funny. This dude's dressed like really scary.
It's time to accept the religion of truth.
He's holding a machete that says, trust me. Alright, where's West Side Bear? Okay, what's this?
Mike Pence wanted to be here tonight, but his wife wouldn't let him because apparently one of you ladies is ovulating. So, good job, ladies. Because of you, we couldn't hang out with Mike Pence.
It's time we gave in. Give in to tolerance. This is hilarious.
Like, the whole time he's just staring at it going... Because it's true, comedy isn't funny anymore. Which one's this?
Mike Pence wanted to be here tonight, but his wife wouldn't let him because apparently one of you ladies is ovulating. So, good job, ladies. Because of you, we couldn't hang out.
You got to see this. It's just like, the visual is one of the biggest parts. All right, here we go. All right, window capture. There you go. Alright, watch this.
Mike Pence wanted to be here tonight, but his wife wouldn't let him because apparently one of you ladies is ovulating. So, good job, ladies. Because of you, we couldn't hang out with Mike Pence.
It's time to give in to tolerance. This is hilarious.
I mean, that's classic. He's like Galifianakis, kind of. Because one of you ladies were ovulating. Oh, I'm sorry. All my friends are actual rapists. These people, man. Such fucking losers. Oh, this dude always has funny ones.
It's time that we tolerate tossing gays off buildings. Four male witnesses for rape? That's a real plus in Hollywood.
I never saw that one.
It's time to get on your knees and submit to tolerance.
Oh, this kid is great.
It's time to submit to tolerance. If we all submit to tolerance, right now, the religion of peace can finally blow us to pieces. If there's a first time for everything, why can't that first time be right now? Yeah. It's time for the first time for everything.
That's something my brother would say.
It's 2018. Isn't it time for equality in the U.S. prison system? We need more white women in prison now. It's time. To give the bars to Britney.
It's time to give the bar to Britney. Oh, this dude, the dude in the...
It's time to submit to tolerance.
Those are good. I need those. Those are the ones I always end up using because there are a lot of them because...
Submit to tolerance.
Because I get to use them a bunch in a row to make, like, the point. The Jewish dude throwing his yarmulke in the trash is hysterical. I want to find more of Uncle Fred. Here's Uncle Fred.
Please, for the love of God, let my Uncle Fred play women's water polo. He's not going to grab any butts. Well, he might, but it's because he's a woman inside. Please, submit to tolerance.
He has a whole theme about it. Yeah, there's more.
It's time to to submit to tolerance. Let my Uncle Fred kickbox women if he wants to. He likes to punch women, and he's a woman inside. Just let him kick women. Please.
It's literally what they're asking us to do, by the way. That's the funniest part. Saddest and funniest part. They literally are saying, if you don't let this man kick the shit out of this woman, you're a racist.
It's time to submit to tolerance. Let me play in the lingerie football league. I have the legs. I do. I mean, geez. Can't let all the women have fun showing off their midriffs and their legs.
It's hilarious. All right, anyway. It's someone just says, creepy how honest this all is. I know. I have about 300 of those, so it's all, it's impossible for me to find people. So, sorry, but everybody that sent me ones, I appreciate beyond words. It's, because it's a dark road they're trying to get us to go down. And this is funny as shit, but like, let's be honest, it's dark. They're trying to say basically that if you're part of the same political class and atheist class and wealth class, you can do anything. You can be the most beautiful woman. You can do anything. And that's insane. All right. Thought enslavement, 100%. All right. So what kind of music do you guys want? Then I'm going to get out of here. Oh, I got some good super chats. Thank you. It's funny when liberals say rule of thumb. That is, keep improving. Do what you are good at and delegate the rest of the work. Be a boss. Thanks, Dom. I already am, kind of. But the thing about it, though, is I can't delegate my emails because a lot of people write me personal stuff. And I just find that unethical. It's a weird position to be in where, like, Peterson does the same shit. I heard him talk about it. He doesn't get to all his emails, but he doesn't have anyone else read them. What I should delegate is touring stuff. All right, Brandon, you know why? Take Guck out for some beer. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I was just with Guck this morning. Guck's amazing. Mother Nature Bear. The look in West Side Bear's face is devoid of hope. It is. It's pure just hopelessness. Oh, and I'm on tour soon. So hugepianist.com, Cleveland, New York City, Chicago. Get tickets. Get those damn tickets. And I just signed contracts for Buffalo, so that'll be up very soon. All right. Tickets to see me live right now. There's people out there watching right now that are in reasonable driving distance of one of my shows. My tickets are only $20. To put that in perspective, Barbara Streisand is $3,000 to see that hook-nosed loser sing covers about nothing and then bitch about Donald Trump. I'm $20. Instead, you're going to spend your money on 1/100th of a Barbara Streisand ticket. You piece of shit. It's time to see the big bear live. Feed the bear. Feed the bear some of that honey. I appreciate you, man. Seeing how you handle everything and what it's become is inspiring. It's not such a lonely world after all. Come to Vegas. Oh, dude, that was beautiful what you just said. Thank you, Jared. Drew, have you ever read Foucault? He's considered the father of postmodernism. Yeah, I hate him. I feel like most of those postmodernists, all they're trying to do is get people to think that they can do gay shit on them. For $20, here in Bag on Cucks. That's damn right, Darth. Would like to feed you. Thank you, Bingo Garvin. right now, Justin Trudeau is wondering if he should drink more soy or choke on another stranger's cock. Right now, Barack Obama himself is begging Justin Trudeau to bang him without a condom, because Obama wants to get AIDS. I know I'm crazy when, like, Michael Malice, who's, like, a world-renowned anarchist, is like, dude, you're fucking crazy, man. I'm like, you're, like, an anarchist. What do you think of Chappelle's new specials? I haven't watched them. I don't think I'm going to watch them because I think I'm not going to like him. And I want to remember him for what he was. Too many people I respect are like, he does some legendary shit, and he also just sucks the state's dick, and I'm like, oh no, please don't. Oh, Amber wants to hear some American Pie, no problem. And here we go. Speaking of American Pie, Chelsea Handler was urinated on by the guy who starred in this movie publicly. And her grandfather was a Nazi. So, she's definitely the one that we should all listen to about everything. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about. I can sing even worse today because of my stuffy nose. Here's $2 to pound your dick into a ribbon. Thank you very much, Democracy Bear. Is that Democracy Bear or was that Dan G? Oh, thanks, Dan G. Owen, would it be out of the question to do Meet the Bears podcast for some of us come on and BS with you? Yeah, that would be incredible. Are you kidding me? We should do that at shows. We should live stream with bears. Hitler was a determined individual. Yeah, he was. God was a goddamn hero. Meet the Bears. Meet the Bears. We can do a whole series. Yeah, we should meet the Bears. Now that I know the Bears are all, like, fucking hilarious. We meet the Bears. We meet the Bears. Koala Bears are not real bears. Sorry, George. Koala Bears are not real bears. At the same time, I gotta do it. Like, my right hand won't let me do it. Here goes. I gotta be able to do it with my right hand. You can do so many things on a piano, and the simplest thing you don't have the right wiring for, quarter note, because all I want to do is go da, 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 da. That's not what I want to do. I want to keep it at quarter notes. That's it. You gotta do it in between those notes. Shit. Alright, I was weak on that one. Ah. It takes so much concentration. So start with whole notes. No, but I just want to slow that down. Bear in mind, I'm not super trained. It's impossible for me right now. But she doesn't either, though. She goes, podcast, Chad Cooley. Groupthink, me and Color Personality. I made it to the live stream finally. Yay. What's up, Kenji boy? Koalas are just addicted to the eucalyptus, which is totally unhealthy for them. Yeah, they're the soy boys of the bear community. They're trans bears. I could have bought them a...
Thank you.
Citizens Punch out.
Suddenly, I'm not.
come to talk with you again. Because envision softly creeping, left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain. Thank you. Our Seven Nation Army, and then really we can really take this places. Seven Nation Army. It's such a good song. It's just such a legendary bass line. I mean, that's just legendary. I'm gonna fight him off. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. About it, from the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch you coming back my way, I'm gonna sell it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's army couldn't hold me back. That's such a good song. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. Oh, thank you. Oh, you guys are just tipping me for the jam out. I love it. Uh, Oh, yeah, thanks. Oh, dude, you guys are great. This is really nice, you guys. I was, like, just wicked, like, in my own head, and you guys give me some super chats. The left's goal is communist, Islamic, LGBT government. LGBT are, they're called useful idiots. That's not the goal. The goal is just a power fucking vacuum. Carl, thanks for doing what you do. Thank you, Carl. That was very generous of you. John, I've never super chatted before, but if you don't tip this man right now, you're nuts. It's incredible. Oh, dude, you're the man. Bad news, Barry. Your piano talent makes me cry and gives me goosebumps. All right, now I'm starting to feel weird reading these out loud because they're very nice. G. Davis, thank you. Brick Off Animations. That melody is fucking badass. Into Punch Out. Oh, my God. Thank you. And Brick Off just did me another animation. I actually got to hire him this time, which is pretty good. That's what happens when you just do shit for people. People hire you, young men. The new one is really good. Kaniski Coneal, thank you very much. Paper Moon, thank you. Nicole Wester, fantastic. I'm broke, but your live streams keep me entertained during my walks, and your videos have been super influential in my life already. Thank you, Nicole. Wicked Perfect T, please perform near Los Angeles again and let me know. I want to see your mashups live, especially the Seven Nation Army Furlies. I've never done it live. I'm just riffing this. Someone asked me to do Seven Nation the other day, and that's what put it in my head. I'm doing Adam Carolla's show again soon, so I'll be in LA again. Play an ISIS beheading video style Islamic song. keep it up. Thank you, Mr. V. Passenheim. Cody Swain, we hope to see you again in Florida, comrade. Wait, no, I mean friend. What do you think this is, a Trump inspiration? Sarcasm. That's hilarious. I will be doing Tampa once I get a theater lockdown. Love when you jam out like this. Thank you, Eli Ball. Steven, can Atlanta get some live show love? Yes. Yes, indeed. The Punchline, I believe, just sent me an offer. That sounded like going well as an offer. I'm kind of feeling this theaters lately, though. But, yeah, I'm definitely coming to Atlanta. Gonna hang with George. We're going to do a Meet the Bears with George. Papa Bear. Ian, yes. Thank you, buddy. Come on, Bear. Jeremy. Bad News Bear. Thank you all. I'm going to go hang with my fam. If I go too long on these, they cut them off. I did one the other day for, like, 3 hours, and they only put up 2 hours. So the beginning sounds like I'm psychotically crazy. All right, so hugepianist.com. If you want to see my tour dates right now, it's Cleveland, Chicago, New York. And I will be adding, well, I have them locked, but I'm putting them up soon. Minnesota, Minneapolis, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. And then end of February, we're taping the next hour special right here in Saranac Lake. So you guys can get tickets ahead of time. And I can put up some of you in a house. And a hotel told me they'd give me a really good deal for the Bears. Because, like, a lot of dudes in my town watch these streams. All right. I got to feed the bear. Oh, yeah. You guys are feeding that bear, baby. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one. Take it easy on Bear. Let's have fun and be good. Westside Bear. I want to meet Herman and Overton as well. Yeah, you guys are all going to hang. It's going to be a blast. Peace, brother. That's my little man. All right. Peace, everybody. Like it and share it if you like it.